This is part two of my video on forgiveness. So forgiveness can lead to, can be a path to peace. Also though, there can be different scenarios with the person that has hurt you, right? So they might be able to acknowledge and apologize and wait to earn your trust and you might have a relationship again. Perhaps they will acknowledge and apologize, but you're like, no, I just don't really want to have a relationship. But quite often what happens, and this can even happen just on the unconscious level, is you feel somehow that they owe you something they owe you a debt for having hurt you. What this does is it stops you from really moving on in a very deep and meaningful way. It keeps you linked or tied to that person energetically because on some level you feel they need to pay. Like maybe you want something bad to happen to them, or you don't want them to have love because that's what they have coming, that kind of thing. Or perhaps you'll feel like they should grovel and grovel, but you're never going to fully trust them again. So you're kind of punishing them that way. There can just be ways where, or you feel like you need them to acknowledge and apologize what they've done so you can have a relationship again, but you know they're just not capable. So they're not going to be able to repay that debt to you. This is why when someone hurts us, we say, you owe me an apology, because we feel that that person has hurt us and now on some level a debt has to be paid, an emotional debt. And maybe that owing can be something like if they're hurting, like you hurt, maybe that can make you feel better, and so that equalizes the debt that pays. Because this person caused a wound and they took something from you, and so shouldn't they have to pay something back? But often people can't really pay back this debt. And it is up to us to decide to cancel that debt, to let that debt go. Whether you choose to have a relationship with this person or not is beside the point. Forgiveness doesn't mean you have to let someone back, although it may lead to that. But this is about canceling that debt and taking that hook out of your heart. You may think, oh, I've forgiven them. But if you still feel that there's a debt that's owed, then you haven't really fully released them yet, have you? If someone's just not a safe person for you, if they've hurt you in the past, your body knows, right? You're not obligated to have a relationship with that person again, but you can still release that link, that energetic pull, that hook from your heart that keeps you to them, that keeps you thinking they owe you something to fill that wound that they caused. But you can do that yourself with or without them in your life. So if you're not sure if you've fully forgiven someone yet, just say these words, I release you from the debt you owe me. I release you from the debt you owe me. When you truly release someone and expect them to pay for what they've done, that is another way, another checkpoint to know if you've really, truly, deeply forgiven. I hope that helps.